This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The nation was rocked by three mass shootings over the Easter holiday weekend. The AP's Julie Walker's got the latest.
In Pittsburgh, police say two minors were killed at a house party at an Airbnb just after midnight Saturday night. At least eight more were treated for gunshot wounds and others injured trying to get away.
How can you even have a holiday when your child was involved in something traumatic like this?
Chief Scott Schubert says multiple shooters used handguns and a rifle.
Shot spotters came in for over 90 rounds.
In South Carolina, around the same time, a shooting at a Hampton County nightclub left at least nine people injured. Then on Saturday in Columbia, South Carolina, nine were injured at a shooting at a mall, five hurt trying to flee the scene. Police say no one died. A 22-year-old is under arrest. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia's been calling on Ukrainian forces in the battered city of Mariupol to surrender or die, but they're ignoring that order. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The fall of Mariupol, which has been reduced to rubble in a seven-week siege, would give Moscow its biggest victory of the war. But a few thousand fighters, by Russia's estimate, are holding onto the giant four-square-mile Azovstal steel mill. Ukraine's prime minister has vowed, "We will fight absolutely to the end, to the win in this war," adding Ukraine is prepared to end the war through diplomacy if possible.
If you haven't filed your taxes yet, today's the deadline. One expert we spoke with said you're better off filing for an extension than hurrying through it and having to amend your return later on. In Boston, runners have been getting ready for the Boston Marathon this morning. It's returning for the first time since the pandemic began. Gas is $4.08 a gallon this morning, down 19 cents in a month. This is AP News. The AP's Ben Thomas with a story about blasting off into space.
A classified satellite has been launched into space from California aboard a SpaceX rocket. The two-stage SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket lifted off at 6:13 a.m. Sunday from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California.
Lift off the Falcon 9. Go NROL 85.
The U.S. National Reconnaissance Office described the satellite only as a critical national security payload.
Missing downrange.
The NRO is in charge of developing, building, launching, and maintaining satellites that provide intelligence data to senior policymakers, the intelligence community, and the Defense Department. Vandenberg says it was the first mission by the NRO to reuse a SpaceX rocket booster. The Falcon's first stage flew back, landing at a seaside base northwest of Los Angeles.
The National Corvette Museum in Kentucky is adding an education gallery that will also entertain while telling the story of the Corvette, it says. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.